I said, the two guys, move, spread yourself, go and find a girl beer and sit beside the girl. There's a girl sitting here, sit beside her. There's another girl, sit beside girls and make friends, ask for telephone numbers, email address, WhatsApp, what's your name, what's your day, whatever. If I see two guys sitting, I'll be very angry with you. Only gay people are going to sit together. And then you, the girl, when you are sitting beside, you know, be happy, be friendly. Don't make yourself very stiff and very holy. Be as if you don't need a man in your life. You need a guy. And ladies, don't watch the guys, because some of the guys, they have disguised themselves. They are very, very great guys, but they have made themselves simple. So don't be moved by shit. Otherwise, you will miss what God is doing in your life. And then girls, spread yourself also among the guys. Yeah, this is a single conference. I met a couple who were coming. I said, but you guys are not single. They said, hey, we want to still come and learn. So even couples are here. I don't know what Mr. and Mrs. Abuchi have come here to do. This boy I've been married for. Abuchi, how long have you been married? 30 years of marriage. We are still in a singles meeting. 30 years of marriage. And you are here. So if single people are here, I mean, if married people are 30 years in marriage, me, I'm 20, what? 28, 29. So when are we 30? This year or next year? Next year we are 30. Okay. We have to do a big party. It's not easy to marry the same woman for 30 years. Looking at the same face, the same everything here. I've done well. Why? Woman said, mommy, my daddy. Yeah, 30 years next year, married to the same woman, lying on the same bed, only woman. People have got wives and concubines and so many things. I've met one woman all these years. My daddy, woman said, mommy. And I have four beautiful children and one adopted son. Yeah, now all my children are living at home. Our home is quite sizable, but it's coming empty. So we are going to adopt children into the house. Yeah. So if you want to be adopted, apply. We have empty rooms. And my home is very nice. I don't have a boja boja, but I have a nice home so that I will watch you and everything, and I will take care of you. Say amen. Anyway, so we are very happy to have Olumide. We are very glad to have you. We know the sacrifice you have made to be here for us. We don't take your presence here for granted at all. And we also know what you went through with the airline and the size of the plane, all that before coming here. But we cherish yesterday. You were something else in this place. Yesterday, you blew us away. We were blown away yesterday. And we are happy to be here. Say amen. So without any further ado, giving honor to man is you, let's rise up and welcome Bishop Olumide Emmanuel.
Hallelujah. Let's put those hands together for Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God he is. Now let's celebrate our Father. Let's celebrate the man and the woman of God. We honor you, sir. Hallelujah. You may please be seated in God's presence. What a mighty God we serve. Please, if you have any question, begin to write down your questions, because like we said yesterday, on Wednesday night, we're going to be having a singles dinner, and one of the major feature of that dinner will be a question and answer session. So if you have any question as a result of what I shared yesterday, or as a result of what I'll be sharing tonight and tomorrow, please feel free to write down your questions. And then on Wednesday, we have about 30 minutes or more to be able to really focus on answering those questions. And if you have not yet gotten your ticket for the dinner, the singles dinner, is just 50 Ghana cedis. Make sure you get the ticket. It's going to be an amazing experience. For those that were not there the last time, you really need to be a part of this. And please, let's invite our friends You need to trend this service and this conference. So all you need to do is hashtag Singles Conference 2017 and let it spread. Spread it on Twitter, spread it around, let people know. So feel free, if in the course of the meeting, there is something that drops, you can quickly go and just hashtag it and just send it out there and just take like 30 seconds and throw it out there and then tell them, join me tomorrow, find your way here, so that we'll begin to build a buzz, so that by tomorrow night we have a bigger house, and by Wednesday night we need to have this place rocking for Jesus. Amen. There's going to be a red carpet picture session on Wednesday night. So you come in, you take picture. Many of you have not taken correct picture for many years. So you take correct picture. You look good. You pose. You show the side view, elevation. And you show front view, everything. Good pictures. And then it's going to be amazing. So make sure you get ready. And those of you that do not know how to use the cutlery, you have to go and prepare. Okay? Wednesday will be powerful. Amen. Okay. I want to talk to us about the seven-star single. The seven-star single. Let's begin from Proverbs chapter 30, from verse 24. Proverbs chapter 30, from verse 24. Time. So much. Let's see. Proverbs chapter 30 from verse 24. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. The ants, the conies, the locusts, and the spiders. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, because every time we come into your presence, there's something to learn. Lord, the book is opened. Open our eyes to see. Open our ears to hear. Open our heart to gain understanding. Lord, I ask in the name that is above every name, that no one is permitted to live here the same. Let this be a transformation conference. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and the saints of God shout a big amen. In our text, the Bible says there are four things that are small, yet they are very wise. And when the Bible says they are small, it's talking about their size. And when the Bible talks about the fact that they are wise, it's talking about the fact that their size should not limit or hinder us from learning the wisdom that their lifestyle portrays. So it says the ants. Now, when we look at the ants, it's very, very small, but the Bible says they prepare for the future, they do not prepare in the future. And that's one of the wisdom of the ants. They prepare for the future, they do not prepare in the future. You need to understand that you cannot succeed in battle by manufacturing your weapons of war on the battlefield. In order for you to succeed in battle, you must have your weapons ready before you get into battle. One of the major reasons why people face challenges in their relationship is because they enter into different realms of relationship without adequate preparation. So inadequate preparation is one of the major challenges that people have in relationship. Like I said while introducing one of my books yesterday, a lot of people are busy preparing for wedding, but only few people prepare for marriage. Wedding is for a day, but marriage is for a lifetime. So the ant teaches us about preparation, the importance of preparing for what we want to enter into. The second one talks about the conies or the mammoth. Now, the unique wisdom that this particular animal teaches us is that where you build on matters. Because it says that they build on the rock. So when you look at the building of a house, the building of a structure, you realize the foundation is very, very important. Psalm 11 verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now, the foundation of a building is the most important part of a building, even though it is not the most beautiful part of a building. So the foundation does not need to be beautiful to be durable. It doesn't need to be beautiful to be valuable, but it has to be strong. So you need to understand that, number one, you need to prepare. That's the first wisdom we get. From the second, we get the wisdom of solid foundation. It's very, very important for you to build on a solid foundation so that you will be able to build something that will last. The third one talks about the locusts. And it says the locusts, what do? They move together in bands. That means they network. That means they strategize. That means they collaborate. The word of God declares that they that walk with the wise shall be wise, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. The word of God also declares, be not deceived, evil communication corrupt good manners. So from the locus, we see the importance of discovering your band, or discovering your people, or discovering your team, or discovering your network, and making sure that you associate right. A wise man once said, where you will be in 5 years will be determined by the books you read and the friends that you keep. The books you read, information. The friends you keep, association. So your information and your association determines your destination. So in order for you to become successful, you have to be careful of the information that you open up yourself to, and you also have to be careful of your association. Look into your life and think very well. All the negative decisions you have made, all the negative choices you have made, was directly or indirectly connected to the associations that you were involved in at that point in time. So your association matters a lot. Number four, it talks about the spider. The spider is a particular small insect. But you see, the Bible talks about the fact that even though the spider is small, it finds its way where into the palaces. Now, spiders do not go to buy webs in the market. But everything that the spider needs to spin a web is inside the spider. So the wisdom from the spider is to let you know that there is something on the inside of you that can give you access to the palace if you can just discover what you carry. If you can discover what you have, you can discover what's on the inside of you and focus on discovering, developing, and deploying the deposit of God in you, there is no palace that cannot accept you. So having seen these four things, I'm just trying to use this as a background, you now need to understand that there are singles and there are singles. Just like there are insects and there are insects. Just as there are animals and there are animals, there are singles and there are singles. There are singles that are wise. There are singles that are foolish. In the story of the 10 virgins, the Bible helped us to understand that there were 10 virgins. So the 10 of them were virgins. So purity was settled. So the storyline was not about purity or righteousness. It was about wisdom. So there were 10 virgins, but even though they were virgins, 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. So you can be holy and foolish. You can be righteous and foolish. You can be pure and foolish. That's what the Bible is trying to help us to understand, because many times in the church, a lot of Christians have been messed up in the world of relationship. A lot of Christians are very naive when it comes to the world of relationship. A lot of Christians have been messed up when it comes to the world of relationship. Why? Because they think that all they need is to have spiritual power, spiritual understanding. There is a place for that. But you need to understand that if you are only but foolish, you will still not be able to enter into where God wants you to enter. And so wisdom is very, very important. There are singles that are wise. There are singles that are foolish. There are singles that are valuable. And there are singles that have not been able to attract the kind of value that they should attract. Why? Because they do not have what they need to have. So when we begin to look at value, that brings me into what we're talking about today, the 7-star singles. Now, when you begin to look at different aspects of life, you will understand that there are ratings that are given to different sectors or different aspects of life in order to be able to depict the value. When you see a general in the army, you want to find out whether he's a 1-star general, a 2-star general, a 3-star general. And now the stars and the medals that the general or the soldier or the military personnel have on them will reveal to you the story and the journey that they have gone through. So when you see a man with all kinds of medals, those stars represents the battles that they have been able to win. It represents the journey and the processes that they have gone through. So when we talk about the seven-star single, we are talking about you becoming a valuable single. We're talking about you coming to that place where you have all the dimension of value that God wants you to have in place in your life. So the word stars are value ratings that are used in different sectors. For instance, in the airline industry, we have different kinds of airlines. We have some airlines that are five-star airlines. We have three-star airlines. We have no-star airlines that have no star at all. So when you are talking about airlines in the world, a lot of people know a lot of airlines. And if I begin to mention the names of airlines, now you say, oh, that one is a good airline. But there are some airlines that when I mention it, you'll be able to say, this one, there is no star. Hello? When we talk about hotels, hotels also have star ratings. So you have a lot of hotels that are five-star hotel, three-star hotel. As a matter of fact, there's an hotel in Dubai that is known as the seven-star hotel, the Burj Al Arab. My wife and I had the privilege of spending a night in that hotel a few years back. It was an amazing experience. Amazing. Everywhere gold. Even the food and everything is like, wow. It's just amazing. There are some hotels that when you sleep there, you cannot have bad dreams. So when people tell me, I have bad dream, I'm having nightmares, something is pursuing me in the dream. You live somewhere else. Maybe you live in Kaswa. Or you are coming from Bogatanga. Hallelujah. So when we look at hotels, we see hotels with different ratings. In the premiership, in football, in premiership, we have Manchester United, we have Man City, we have Chelsea. These are, you know, top rated, you know, football team. But many times I've seen people that say, oh, I'm Man U, I'm Chelsea, I'm this, I'm that. But in that same premiership, we have Blackburn Rovers, we have Wigan Athletics, we have Wolverhampton Wanderers. Nobody's wearing their uniform. Nobody's claiming to belong to those teams. But they're also there is because of their rating. Even in the Spanish La Liga, we have Real Madrid, we have Barcelona, but we also have Real Zaragoza. We have Racing Santander. All these two are in the Spanish La Liga. But nobody's wearing their uniform. Nobody's carrying their muffler. Hello? So when we talk about stars, whether it's in football, whether it's in music, whether it's in fashion, you have a lot of people that have been able to come into a place where when you look at them, you rate them high because of the value that they carry. So the seven-star single is a valuable single. It's a single that have come into a place of value where all the necessary stars that needs to be in place are in place. So in the next two sessions, I want to talk to you about the seven stars that needs to be in your life in order for you to be a valuable single. So what kind of single are you? So let's begin to find out. We want to look at maybe three or four of those stars tonight. Tomorrow night we'll look at another three. And then you will rate yourself whether you are a two-star single, three-star single, five-star single, seven-star single, or zero-star single. So turn to your neighbor, which one are you? Number one, the first star that every single individual that wants to fulfill destiny must have is what I call the spiritual star. The spiritual star. Psalm 11 verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You need to understand that what makes you who you are is your spiritual relationship with God. As a Christian, relationship is very, very important. But when you don't have a good, solid spiritual foundation, you will end up facing all kinds of crises in your life. You need to understand that the emotion of relationship is very exciting. Oh, I love him. Oh, he loves me. All those things are very exciting. But you also need to understand that when you get married, you come into the world of relationship, there are so many issues that will come that will require you to have a covenant relationship with God, that will require you to have spiritual understanding, spiritual power. You need to understand that when you begin to have nightmares in the middle of the night, I love you will not cause the nightmare to go. Hello. If you marry a man that has all the money and he has, you know, the air conditions are in place, leather chair and all kinds of electronics, when you are bound by the satanic spirit or a demonic spirit, air condition cannot deliver you. The leather chair cannot deliver you. So you need to understand that you need spiritual star. You need spiritual power. You need to have a relationship with God. You need to have a good understanding of the word of God. You need to have a good understanding of your authority as a believer and the power that God has made available to you through Christ Jesus. You need to have a life of worship with God. You need to have a good prayer life. You need to have a life of commitment to the things of the kingdom. Now, if all these things are not in place, you will end up suffering when you are supposed to be enjoying. It was in this same city of Ghana that we dealt with the case of a lady that has had 7 different engagements. She's supposed to have been married 7 different occasions. She should have been married, but she was still not married as at the time we dealt with her case. And why was she not married? She was not married because every time she gets into a relationship and she's supposed to get married, something will always go wrong. Sometimes it's 2 months to the wedding. Sometimes it's a month to the wedding. Something will always go wrong. Either the guy will just disappear, or the guy will die, or the guy will change his mind. And in order to overcome such things, it's not beauty that will make you to overcome it. It's not your hairstyle that will make you to overcome. It's not makeup that will make you to overcome. It's not 3-piece suit. It's not designer shoes. No, when you face spiritual problem, the only way you'll be able to overcome is by having spiritual power to break yokes and deal with things that needs to be dealt with. Amen, somebody. The 7th one was very, very pathetic. As a matter of fact, few days before the wedding, the guy suddenly ran mad. The guy ran mad few days before the wedding, and he was in one of these psychiatric stuff here, and he was just shouting, "I don't do it again, no. I don't do it again, no. I don't do it again, no. No, I don't do it again, no. No, I don't do it again. No, no, no. I don't do it again, no. I don't do it again. No, 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 no. I don't do it again, no. I'm not doing it again, no." That's all he was saying. 5 days to wedding, 4 days to wedding, 3 days to wedding, 2 days to wedding, 1 day to wedding, wedding day, Thanksgiving. I don't do it again, no. I don't do it again, no. Man of God, Monday, immediately after the date and everything was over, the guy became normal. And he was asking, "What happened? What is wrong? When are we doing this?" "Ah, you have been saying you are not doing this." "Ah, I thought I was dreaming." And they say, "What happened?" He says, 6 giant looking men came into the room and were telling him, "You want to marry our king's wife? You want to marry our king's wife? Are you still going to marry her? Or else would you say, no, I don't do it again, no. I don't do it again, no." So that's what he was saying. 6 giant looking men. So he thought he was in a dream. He did not know it has taken like 6 days. How do you deal with that if you don't have spiritual power? You see all this psychedelic Christianity, I'm cool, Brazilian hair, human hair, you know, just fixing eyelashes, fixing. You are going to end up in shame. Because when the challenges of life come, you will discover the uselessness of your lashes. You will discover the uselessness of your nails. There is nothing wrong in looking good, but that must be upon the fact that there is a foundation. So that when the devil sees you looking beautiful and think that you are just one of those girls, by the time he comes, you bring out your spiritual power and you know that I can't touch this one. Can't touch this. A couple were preparing to get married. When the invitation card came out 5 months before the wedding, the very minute the printer brought the invitation card and they started distributing the invitation card, immediately the cards went out, she started feeling an itch in her privacy. She was feeling an itch in her privacy and she did not understand what was going on. But day after day, out of her privacy was coming out something. And the closer the wedding day, the sadder she became. Because less than 3 weeks before our wedding, she has grown a penis and became an hermaphrodite. True life story. So she had vagina and she had penis that was not there. But the penis started growing 3 days after wedding card was shared. On the day of our wedding, she could not tell anybody. She was thinking, no, no, no. And she couldn't even tell the person she was getting married to. She was afraid of what would happen. Every family had gathered. On the day of the wedding, she was looking sad and sorrowful on the day that was supposed to be the day of her joy. And people say, "No, this is your breath." "Ah, it's your wife." "Smile, smile." Forcing her to smile. Then they got back home to do what married people should do. And he said, no, I'm tired, you know. And he said, no, what are you tired? You can't be tired. So day one, okay, you're tired. The next day, after about 2 days, the guy said, no, something must happen. And then the guy saw it. What's the problem? You mean you deceive me? You are an Amalfred? I said, no, I'm not. This thing started 4 months ago when we shared our invitation card. Why did you not tell me? You eat this, this marriage is over. Carry themselves to pastor. They told pastor, this is what's happening. Then the pastor said, oh, no problem. God is in control. Well, we need to examine this. Let's call the doctor. Let's go to the hospital and check it. And then the doctor will advise us, we'll know how to pray. When they got to the hospital to check, there was nothing there. Everything was normal. By the time they left the hospital, they got back home. It was back again. How do you deal with that? Fasting, you refuse to fast. Pray, you refuse to pray. Read your Bible, you refuse to read Bible. You are doing fashion. You have more clothes than books. You have more shoes than books. Buy tapes on Sunday, you will not buy. Buy books, you will not buy. You are buying wristwatches. When the challenges of life come, you will discover you need a spiritual star. Listen and listen well. There are devils in church. You may be sitting next to one now. There are satanic agents in church. You may just be sitting next to one now. And one of the greatest problems we have in the world today is that people go to church to marry thinking they are marrying a Christian. Your greatest mistake today will be to marry somebody based on what you see in church. Because everybody in church is an actor and an actress. The real human being is at home in the cage. Did you not choose the costume you are going to wear to church today? You chose the cloth to wear. You chose how to look. You are in costume. This is not the real you. When you wake up in the morning, do you look as beautiful as this? When you wake up in the morning, there are all kinds of map of Nigeria, map of Ghana, map of Sierra Leone on your face. Many of you now, the wig on your head is like you. When you remove it, you look like your grandmother. But you are looking fine now. You are an actor. You are an actress. Everybody behaves normal in church, but the real person is at home. So question, how do you discern the real person if you don't have a spiritual star? How do you know if somebody is faking it? There are people that are married today that are suffering. Humble girl, until marriage, she begins to manifest. Loving guy, until marriage, he begins to manifest. And you'll be amazed at how people can change drastically. So how will you know if somebody is really, really genuine if you don't have the Spirit of God? There is nothing that cannot be faked except the Spirit of God. So when you want to be a valuable single, number one, you need spiritual star. Don't jeopardize your destiny with spiritual irresponsibility. Don't jeopardize your destiny with spiritual childism. Be a child. No, grow up. Prayer, fasting, studying the word of God, reading books, buying tapes, understanding life, so that you will not be a victim of the deceptive spirit that is all over our world today. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Number two. The second star that you need in order to be a valuable single is not just enough to have the spiritual star. That's the most important one. But you need to have an emotional star. You need to have an emotional star. You need to be an emotionally matured individual. Listen to me, people of God. You must not be an emotional dwarf. There are people in this world that are spiritual giants, but they are emotional dwarfs. Spiritual giants, but emotional dwarfs. You cannot succeed as a single person without being emotionally matured, emotionally sound. Dealt with the case of a man of God, solid man of God, spiritually sound, leading people, but emotionally, he was a dwarf. Why? Because he had insecurity issues. He had all kinds of stuff. God blessed him with a wonderful, beautiful daughter of Zion. Virgin, master's degree from a good family. Well-cultured girl. Doing well in the corporate world. God engaged to this pastor and his insecurity, his emotional dwarfism messed up the relationship. When the girl comes, he will be opening the girl's bag. What are you doing in a woman's bag? She's not yet your wife. Even if she's your wife. open the bag and be checking, hey, which complimentary card is this one? Who is this person? Who gave you this card? Where are you coming from? This and that. And let me tell you something. You see, when you begin to mature, you will understand the real definition of things in life. Many times, most of the guys you have surrounded yourself with that you think they love you, they don't love you. Because what you call love, I don't understand. You are going out with a man and he's calling you 7 times in a day, 8 times in a day. That is not love. That is joblessness. A man that is calling you 7 times a day, 8 times a day, he's not in love with you. He's obsessed with you. He's controlling your life indirectly without you knowing. So, Kofi is very nice. He has called me 7 times already. He will soon call me now. That's him calling. Nonsense. How can a man that is gainfully employed be calling you 7 times a day? Hello? That is not love. So he calls you. Hi, Sandra, where are you now? I'm just leaving the office. Oh, I love you. 30 minutes later. So, Sandra, where are you now? Say, I'm in Trotro, or I'm in the taxi, or I'm driving down. I say, oh, wonderful. So are you at home now? Oh, I thought you said you left 30 minutes ago. He's monitoring you. He's a monitoring spirit. That's not love. That's not love. But many of you don't understand. So he loves me. He loves me. He's always asking after me. So this guy will be checking back, checking. And then one day, the lady went to work. The guy was somewhere and saw the lady and a guy entering the street. And they said, is that not your... They said, she's the one. Who is that guy? Instead of calling her to say, how are you? Where are you now? Whatever. Started following them. Suspicious way. Pastor is a pastor. Man of God. Spiritual giant. Emotional dwarf. Following them. Saw the two of them, male and female. The girl and the other guy entered a compound. And he stayed. After about 45 minutes, 1 hour, they came out. Without asking what they went to do, without asking about anything, he just came out. I caught you. And you say you are a Christian. Holy Ghost has revealed your true color. Embarrass the girl. The girl said, what are you talking about? How are you? Say, don't tell me how are you. Is this your office? Who is he? You, Mr. Man. Who are you? Was already rough handling the other guy. Then while they were making noise, the people they went to see inside came out. So what's happening? See, the girl was just too confused. Apparently, the people they came to greet is one of their managers. The wife gave birth to a child and the child died. So the office now sent the two of them, go and visit him at home and commensurate with his family. So do you need to call your fiancé for that one? To say, I'm in the office now, they are sending us to go and see somebody. So the lady was sent from office to go and see that couple. That's how this guy messed up his life. The girl was crying. Say, you can't even, what is this? That's how she left. So she cried away from there. By the time the guy realized that he has done something wrong, it was too late. The girl got back home, cried home, informed her parents. And you know, of course, which parents will allow that? By the time she informed the parents, the guy will call me to say, Pastor, I say, you are finished. By the time we call the girl, the parents were already aware. That's how the relationship ended. Listen and listen well. You need to develop what? Your emotional star. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Your level of thinking, your level of understanding, and your speaking is what reveals whether you are truly matured or not. It's not your physical stature. No. If you drink milk very well, you'll be big. If you eat very well, you'll be big. If it's in your gene, you'll be big. You can be 13 years old and looking big, but does it mean you are matured? No. Maturity does not come with age. It comes with the ability to handle responsibility. So emotional star is the second star. Many people marry for the wrong reasons because of emotional immaturity. Ask yourself, you want to marry? Why? Thompson will say, why? Why do you want to marry? You'll be amazed that the reasons why many of you want to marry is the wrong reason. And it is that emotional dwarfism, lack of emotional maturity, that makes you decide to marry for the wrong reasons. You are looking for a man or a woman to bring something to your life. What are you bringing to the table? Call any man now or any woman. Ask them, what kind of person do you want to marry? The guy, well, I want a woman that will respect me. He's always respect ego. Woman that will respect me. African man. Want a woman that will respect me. A woman that will be there for me. Take care of me. Listen to me. Submit to me. I don't know where you have problem with submission. Hello? But in all the discussion, it's me. By the time you ask the woman, what kind of man do you want? I want a man that loves me. A man that will take care of me. You can't take care of yourself. Your parents have not taken care of you. You need a man. Are you looking for a husband or a sponsor? Man that will be there for me. So the man is coming to collect. The woman too is coming to collect. And whatever you multiply by zero equals to zero. So they are not bringing anything to the table. Because they lack understanding that marriage and relationship is about giving and sacrifices. So turn to your neighbor, say, why do you want to marry? Say, do you have the spiritual star? Do you have the emotional star? So you need to deal with that. What I shared with you yesterday morning is all about emotional maturity. Understanding the uniqueness of each of the gender. It's about bringing you to a place where you understand how things work so that you not be a victim of this dwarfism. There are emotional weaknesses that you must refuse as a whole single. You can't be valuable and be suspicious. You can't be valuable and be proud. You can't be valuable and have low self-esteem. You can't be valuable and be intimidated and have insecurity. You can't be valuable and be having anger problem and having jealousy and envy problem. No! Your friend is getting married. Wonderful. Praise God. When God blesses your neighbor, it means that God is in your neighborhood. What he did for one, he can do for all. It's only a matter of time. Nobody's marriage will stop your marriage. Your friend is getting married, you get invitation card, you are sad. Why? Rejoice with them that rejoice. Anybody that has married before you, their marriage has become old model. And when your own time comes, your own will become new model. Better cake, better gown, better music, better decoration, better. So deal with all the weaknesses. All those insecurities, all those fear, all those unforgiveness, the bitterness, the envy, the jealousy, all these things reduce your value. You become, you know Sarasoga, Overanti Wanderers. You become Nigeria Airways. Hello? Number three, because of my time. You need a mental star. You need a mental star. Listen to me, people of God. Christianity is not stupidity. Being a Christian does not mean that you should not have brain. The Bible talks about the mind of Christ. I see a lot of Christians celebrating mediocrity, celebrating illiteracy, as if Christianity is a religion for illiterates. No. So it's not by education, it's by revelation. Just talking, and I'm, what's wrong with these people? Read your Bible very well. There are realms in life that you cannot enter into if you don't have the mental capacity to handle it. So you need to have what is called what? The mental star. It is a capacity. Many people fall by the wayside because this capacity is not there. So in developing your mental star, you need education. You need education. Listen to me. BSc is now illiteracy. So if all you have is BSc, you are an illiterate in the 21st century. And many of you don't even have BSc. You are writing WAEC, writing JAMB, writing exam. You have never been able to get one admission after 7 years. You don't know how to get admission, but you know how to have a boyfriend. Something is wrong with your life. Hello, somebody. Who taught you how to toast? Who taught you how to accept proposal? Who taught you how to have sex? Yes, you can't pass your book. Ordinary book, you don't know. Hello? You know all the latest musicians. You know all the Gollywood and Nollywood star and Hollywood. You know all the fashion. You can recite all the lyrics of all the songs. yet you can't recite Bible, you can't recite your own book. So you need to have education. Somebody say education. You need to be sound upstairs. These are not the, this is the 21st century. The world has become a global village. The internet is a village square. Right now, as a young single person in this world, you are not competing with your nationals. You are competing with other singles on the globe. So where you, whether you are in Ghana or not, when they say youth should stand up, somebody from Australia, somebody from America, somebody from Canada is coming to seek the same platform with you. You can't say, hey, you know me, I'm from Ghana. That's not an excuse. So if you are, you have your BSc, stand, go for your master's. You have your master, go for your PhD. Don't settle and think you are okay because you have master's. I say, no, go for a second master. Develop yourself. Develop yourself. Listen to me. How can you have a corporate job without a corporate certificate? There are prophecies that can never be fulfilled in your life until you match up with it. There are many miracles hanging in your life. How can you be a chief justice without being educated? How can you be a central bank governor without being educated? Are you going to get there by Bible and anointing? So there is a place for the anointing, but there is a need for you to grow up. Because listen to me, if you jump up, you will come down. If you grow up, you will stay up. So there are some things in life that does not answer to prayer. Spiritual maturity is not a gift. Hello? Spiritual maturity is not a gift. Nobody can anoint you to grow. You grow by going through the process and paying the price. So when we talk about the star, you need mental capacity. You need that. You need education. You need exposure. Very, very important. You need to develop yourself. Read books. Go on excursion. Be exposed. Be enlightened. Avoid all kinds of funny philosophy. Man of God, a man, corporate guy, got married, got engaged, to this lady. And they went to the dinner, a corporate dinner. They were engaged, so they got there. Even though she was an adult, she was a Christian, a coordinator of one of the fellowships in church, she was not mentally and socially exposed. She was not exposed. So they got there and they gave them the starter, bread, chicken soup, and butter. And then she took the bread, put butter, started eating, drinking the soup. Ah, took another bread, took third bread. The guy was signaling her that, relax. I said, the bread is sweet. It's very soft. It's very soft. She took like four bread or five, took the chicken soup, drank water. And people were just watching. Then they now brought the main meal. By the time they brought the food, they said, we see the shop. It's like, oh, we are still eating. I thought, well, the guy said, that's what I was trying to tell you. This one is starter. I said, which one is starter? You don't tell me now. We see the shop. Embarrass the guy. Hello? How exposed are you? How exposed are you? Many people are married today, but when their husband become great, they marry a second wife. So they have portfolio wives and they have housewives. Why? Because as the man was going to school, you refused to grow. You married a man, he had only school certs. Before your very eyes, he has finished special courses. He now has BSc. Before you know it, he's doing another course. And you sit down there, you are giving birth to children like a factory. Listen and listen well. As your man is growing, be growing along with him. There are many women that are married today. Their husband have three cars. They cannot drive. They can't drive. So the man will have to leave the cars. They will be entering bus. And their husband has three cars. Why? Because as the man was growing, they refused to grow. So as a young single person, develop yourself. Let that mental thing be worked upon so that you are not just a mental doer. When people are talking, you are talking. When they are talking as, oh, you don't know, did you follow American election? You know, Donald Trump and Larry, when they say, you know, what happened in France right now? And then you are talking, saying, hey, France, where is France? Let me give you one more. We'll continue tomorrow. So turn to us and say, neighbor, do you have the spiritual star? Do you have the emotional star? Do you have the mental star? So let's do number one. Number four, you need to have the social star. Christianity is not an enrollment for mediocrity or an enrollment for inferiority. You can be spiritual and socially relevant. So you must be relevant and up to date, even though you are a Christian. Courtesy, hospitality, your attitude, all these things matter a lot. Your dress sense. You see a lot of people, when they dress, you are wondering, what's wrong with this person? You come out, you are a single person, 22 years old, 25 years old, you look like your grandmother. Wearing tie wrapper like a 1960 woman. There is nothing wrong with your wigs. There is nothing wrong with your weave on. But does it fit you? Does it look good on you? Many of you, small girl, you look like old women, old witches in the village. Eh? Carry your natural hair. Plait it. Do it well. Stop carrying all this funny hair. Too much local, too much fake. You don't even know which one is the original now. See a lot of women now, you think they are beautiful? No! Because by the time you finally marry them and they get them and they begin to offload, there'll be trouble. And they say, oh, you're beautiful. It's a lie. Say, I see Jesus in your eyes. It makes me happy. I see Jesus in your eyes. It makes me cool. It's a lie, or it's contactless. So by the time you now marry them, and then she begins to offload, they remove the air. Drop it. You say, ah, what's happening there? You are still thinking it's over. The ice, you now put her. And then you see that this is a layer. And then you see all those eyelashes that is doing, take. They will just pull it out like that. And then you know you have just started. Now put the hand, that teeth that you think is there. And now remove the teeth. Then the real woman is coming out. Oh, then may God now help you. When you now put hand inside. And bring out. And bring out all the wonder bra, all the packaging. The thing will now be flat. You say, hey, I don't marry you. Fake. Everywhere, fake. So, social star. Your dress sense, your color combination. You see some brothers, when they show up, they are like a rainbow. Seven colors. Green trouser, yellow shirt, blue socks, white tie. From where? Kumasi Mountain? Or Takoradi Village? Can you cook? Can you cook? Cooking, ordinary water. You can't boil water. You must learn to cook. So that when you marry, you will not be giving your husband burnt offering and salted sacrifice. So learn to cook. These are all part of it. You must learn to use the cutlery. Can you use fucking knife? Can you eat with cutlery? Or you think it's everywhere? You'll be eating as if you are eating keke, or you are eating washe, or you are eating banku. When you get to intercontinental meetings, and everything is set. There is water glass. There is wine glass. There are cutlery. Everything is there. And you are looking mysterious as if you are trying to drive a plane. Can you drive? Can you drive? How can you not be able to drive? What is in driving? So as a single that is valuable, this star must be there. Must be able to drive. You must have a driving license. Don't deprive yourself of everything that is available for you to enjoy. There are many people that have lost many of them. Because you can't drive, you are not even desiring to have a car. So all the prophecy, you will have a car, even though you say amen. Can you drive? So amen does not change you, because even if God gives you the car, it's useless. God will not give you what you cannot handle. So learn driving first so that the car can come. Amen, somebody. Are you computer literate? All that many of the youth of today know is just to, all they know is to check email and send text. And you see the useless. Let me tell you something now. Many of you now, you are ruining your future with abbreviation. That's the next generation now. Very dull, daft young people. Brain, they don't have. Ordinary English, you can't speak. You can't write one sentence without question, without problem. You can't write a letter. You can't construct. Yet, you are looking beautiful. You will be disgraced. Because when the chips are down, beauty is empty. Charm is deceitful. Hello? Are you computer literate? Can you write English and type correct English and write a whole paragraph? Many people, nothing. Just give them paper and biro. Now you see their writing like Greek and Hebrew. These are things that matter a lot. So you can be in church, you are spiritual, but you are holy and foolish. Because when quality guys, let me tell you something, nobody wants to marry a liability, no matter how beautiful you are. The best they will use you for is girlfriend. I'm telling you, they will just use you for girlfriend and sex. But to marry you, nobody wants to marry a liability. Nobody wants to marry somebody that is not bringing anything to the table. Beauty is not enough. It's not. So are you computer literate? These are all part of the social star that needs to be in place. Can you speak good English? Do you have good diction? Where are you going to? We're going to church. It's not church. It's church. We're going to church. Are you going to church? You know, when we went to Kaswa, we went in together. Do you have a bank account? Do you have a bank account? Do you have a bank account? Or every money you have, you are just eating. Do you have a passport? Do you have an international passport? Have you ever traveled before? Born in Ghana, grew up in Ghana, die in Ghana. Hello? Do you have passport? Now they are talking about going to Ivory Coast. Start from neighboring country. Start from neighboring country. Let your passport, disregard your passport, travel. So that you can be exposed. You can't die local, like a Sanka local. Local, everything local. Listen to me. When you are not exposed, even when money comes, your money will be reduced to the level of your exposure. There are people that have money. When you see the dress they wear with all the money, when you see the house they build, you are wondering who is the architect. It's their brain. You can't give what you don't have. So travel, get exposed. There are people that they have all the opportunities to enter into realms in God, but because they are not exposed, doors are closed against them. But in the name that is above every name, every star that is required is coming upon you today. By the time we are through with this conference, you will rise up and become another man. God bless you. I'll continue tomorrow. Rise up on your feet. Lift up your hands to heaven. Let's begin with thanksgiving. Lord, I thank you for tonight. Open your mouth and give him thanks. Lord, I thank you for tonight. Lord, I thank you for tonight. Open your mouth and give him thanks. Lord, I thank you for tonight. Open your mouth and begin to pray that the Lord will prepare you. This meeting is all about transformation. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, prepare me. Open your mouth and pray. Whatever deficiency you have noticed, now begin to talk to God. that God will perfect every area of deficiency, whether it's spiritual deficiency, emotional deficiency, mental deficiency, social deficiency. Open your mouth and begin to pray that God will perfect, that every deficiency will be dealt with in the name of Jesus, that your destiny will not be limited, that you will be valuable, you will have all-round value in the name of Jesus. Thank you, awesome God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I want you to hold on to somebody on your left and on your right and just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. And let's release grace into this atmosphere. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Lord, we release grace. We release grace. Raliando Shakalande. Karabayata Haya. Pray in the Holy Ghost. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Father, so shall your word be that goes forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void until it has accomplished what you send it to do. Lord, I declare in the name that is above every name, let your word fulfill purpose in these lives. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says you sent forth your word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Lord, I declare, let the words that has been released bring all kinds of healing and deliverance, and let no one remain the same. Thank you, awesome God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And somebody shout three powerful amen. Please be seated for a while. I want to advise you, invest in your future. We have books, materials. Listen to me. There is no school of marriage. Life is a school. Marriage is the only institution where there is no graduation. Marriage is the only institution where you receive your certificate on the day of resumption. So you need to get materials. We've written books, audio programs that have blessed millions all over the world. Invest in your future. This one is called 101 Answers for Singles. Answers a lot of questions. This is called 101 Wisdom for Singles. Give you 101 wisdom principles for single life. This one is called Singles Get Ready. The seventh star that I shared with you is there. The seven areas of preparation. The seventh star is in this book. Seven areas of preparation. Preparing for a successful marital future. This one is called Singles Thou at Loose. Breaking free from relational foolishness and letting go of what holds you down. This one is called Love is Not Enough. It's a book both for single people and married people. Vital consideration before you say I do. And wisdom for couples after you say I do. This one is called Why Are You Not Married? It's a singles clinic. You sit down, you diagnose yourself, and you're able to find the way out. This one is called Friends and Friendship. And this one is called The New Rules of Love for Single and Married People. Invest in your future. Invest. Buy this material. Take a month and say, Lord, I want to develop myself. Listen to me. When truth is in place, error is easily discovered. When you know the truth, when people are deceptive, you can easily discover that this is wrong because you know the truth. And now, if you are a single person, we have 10 audio programs for single people. How to Find True Love. Common Sense for Singles. Before You Say I Do. How to Find the Right Spouse. Who, when, what, where, and how. Avoiding relational danger zone. How to manage your passion before your passion damages you. Marital delay, causes and cure. All these materials are there. And then for married people, we have 10 CDs for you also. What every man wants in a woman. What every woman wants in a man. And then what I shared yesterday, the clash of the titans. And then money in marriage. That talks about finances in your relationship. And then we have intimacy is more than sex. And then we have couples, 10, 10, 10. 10 commandments for couples, 10 tips for healthy communication and 10 wisdom keys for effective parenting. And then we have marital crisis 101, the causes of the crisis. We have marital crisis 202, the cure for the crisis. And we have pillars of marital bliss. All these materials are available. Whether you are single or married, invest in your future. Meetings like this are not just to give you a high. They are to equip you, to empower you. You remember those four things we started with? To prepare for your future, to have a solid foundation, to have the right network, and to penetrate the palace with the potentials of God on the inside of you. If you have not yet bought your ticket, it's just 50 Ghana CDs. 50 Ghana. 50 Ghana. Hey! God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Wow. Are you not blessed? Too powerful. Too powerful. Amen. Too great. And I want you to continue, first of all, by today's message. I'm sure this is being recorded. You can also listen to it on podcast. And you can also buy more books and invest in this. Say amen. I want to encourage you to buy the tickets for the dinner and dress well. This whole place is going to change on Wednesday. Those of you who came last year, you saw how it went. You are going to lift it to another level. Say amen. And yesterday, I gave out 50 tickets for free for 50 people. Did it finish, my dear? Oh, God finish. I'm believing God to do another 50, maybe. I don't know whether I'll do it or not. I don't know. I'm not too sure. Because I don't want you to miss the dinner. Amen. Some of you, you came when offering was over. So Prince, where is Prince? Come and do a song. And then sow a seed into the program. Give an offering. I'm blessed. Is Prince around? Oh, which singer is here? All right. So those of you came late. And then this is a singles meeting. So mingle. I saw two ladies walking away. It's not a good spirit. It's a very bad spirit. Just come to a singles meeting and then just pick your bag and walk away. And then guys, when we close, mingle around, talk to people, friends. Even if you have a fiancé, you haven't married the person yet, so still shop around. And some of the things that he has shared, maybe the guy hasn't got it. Very, very powerful, insightful revelations and teachings. I think, honey, you should buy all the books, so get the whole thing, because wow, what a blessing. Are you happy you came? Tomorrow we are here. Bring friends, loved ones, and then invite other people, and then let's be here on Wednesday. Wednesday, what time is the dinner starting? Noe? 6. There'll be a lot of choreography, a lot of activities and things. It'll be very nice. So then there'll be pictures taken out. People should dress very well and all that. Even if you have don't have a dress, go and borrow a dress and wear for the dinner. Are you ready for the song? Okay. So those of you who didn't come, you were not here when we were taking offering. Do you have baskets? Okay, so let's have some baskets in front and come and drop the offering. Even if you give offering, give again. There are some bankers here who have money and all that. And then people should sponsor other people for the dinner. Sponsor 2, 3, 4. And if you want to sponsor some people, come and tell us that you want to sponsor 4. And then give us the money. And then we'll sponsor other. I don't want anybody here to miss the dinner. All those who came to the seminar, don't miss the dinner. All right. So there'll be ladies standing here with baskets. I wanted to drop some offering. Okay, let the song go.
Falling in.
Okay, come and bring some offerings.
Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Even if you give offering for the first time, come and give again.
Falling in love Yeah.